Electronic money. There are many definitions of money. I like to think of money as a way of recording and averaging the value assigned to goods and services by different groups of people. But the basic function of money is to facilitate barter. Automated encryption has allowed the development of complex systems that almost instantly perform functions that were previously handled in days or weeks by letters of credit, checks, paper money, and the postal service. Automated encryption has made it possible to handle business transactions in milliseconds that used to take days. We have lots of different applications of this new technology. There are the various protocols used by the mainstream financial system, and there is the Bitcoin blockchain, which is much less centralized. The blockchain is a peer-to-peer technology, but that doesn't mean it can't be used by authoritarians. Currencies get into trouble when they are viewed as a store of value. Value is in the eye of the beholder, and the eyes of the human race are notoriously fickle. The value of a currency will fluctuate over time, as will the value of the goods and services that a currency buys. That fluctuation makes it more difficult to design a system that has a bias towards fair transactions. If you trade something for currency and save the currency for later use, you will suffer an unfair loss if the value of the currency goes down. Or you could reap an unfair gain if the value of the currency goes up. You might think that would average out over time, but central banks and others have managed to game the system so that they reap the gains from these changes in value, and the public suffers the loss. Fiat currencies go down in value until we have a hyperinflation event, which is essentially a revolt against an authoritarian currency system. The public finally wises up and refuses to participate in a rigged market. A gold standard is a lot better than having a central bank, but the value of gold relative to goods and services fluctuates. That has been made worse by central bank trickery, but it has always been true. And it could get to be a lot more true as technologies for producing refined gold improve. With all the advanced information processing tools of the modern age, I believe we can make a peer-to-peer electronic transaction system, or PETS, that is even better than gold at resisting the effects of inflation and deflation. Or to put it another way, a PETS provides a better and faster method of real-time price discovery than a conventional currency system, and of course, faster and more accurate price discovery means a more stable and efficient economy. The PETS would not be a currency, but a peer-to-peer system geared toward handling transactions that are expected to complete in a short time frame. Money is essentially an information processing system that facilitates barter. In the modern age, we should be able to do that better with the PETS than with the old-fashioned technology of paper money. A PETS could be used to facilitate exchanges of currencies, commodities, labor, or anything else. Money is much more efficient than barter because it provides a means of assigning a verifiable numerical measurement of value. The Austrian economists make a very important point when they say that transactions occur because the participants value something somebody else has more than something they have. But for the purposes of pets, we could make the assumption that the value of the items exchanged in any transaction are equal. We don't need to know how much value they have in some fiat currency unit. We just need to know that the people involved have agreed that the items in question are of equal value. If we can collect statistics on such transactions, then we have our means of assigning and publishing a numerical value by analyzing lots of transactions. I guess we could call it real-time metacurrency evaluation, but the name is not important. APETS could provide real-time, accurate currency exchange rate calculations independent of the manipulation of central banks and governments. It could, of course, also provide statistical exchange rate calculations for goods and services, otherwise known as prices. Our current credit debit card system has some of the functionality of a PETS, but it is proprietary and monopolistic, and therefore inefficient. The current system of translating value from one currency to another is out of date and cumbersome. A PETS could provide the convenience of easy currency exchange in places like Europe without the burden of supporting an authoritarian centralized currency. Authoritarian fiat currency systems are often used as a means of authoritarian political control, as famously pointed out by a certain Baron Rothschild. A peer-to-peer system would resist authoritarian trickery, and less authoritarian trickery would lead to less violence in the world, which would make the world more prosperous. Bitcoin is an improvement to systems based on or derived from paper or metal money, but it has some defects. The Bitcoin blockchain is dependent on just one hash function. If that hash function is broken, Bitcoin will have a serious problem. And any hash function will eventually be broken as technology and algorithms improve. A robust system needs to be able to survive and quickly recover from the inevitable change in encryption technology. PETS users could choose from a menu of encryption technologies or create their own encryption technologies. Blockchains are useful, but they have a limited lifetime. Fortunately, new hash algorithms are easy to construct. The Bitcoin concept of proof of work is an unnecessary complication. Bitcoin attempts to represent itself as something that has real value, but it is really just a fiat currency whose value is in its ability to facilitate barter. Every currency unit in a PETS system would be a token that points to some item that has real value in the opinion of the parties in a transaction. It would be genuine, real-time, mark-to-market. The assignment of value would only last for the duration of the transaction, so there would be less opportunity for inflation or deflation to distort the original intent of the people who designed the transaction. A PETS system would provide a means of trading much like a conventional currency, and a framework for resolving transactions that have unforeseen problems. Conflicts eventually have to be resolved by humans. But providing consistent and respected sources of information relative to a dispute should help make conflict less of a problem. The technology of pets would be different from the credit debit card system we now use. But the user interface would probably not change much. Things would appear to work about the same way they work now, but the system would be much fairer and cheaper without authoritarian trickery. The software used by Apets should be an open source project. Encryption and decryption methods would need to be kept secret, but all the other functions of the PETS should be open source. One issue is keeping transactions secret from governments or other coercivists. So you want to keep a transaction secret from the government? Are you going to tell the government that you just made a transaction, but you're not going to tell the government what it is? No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to talk to the government at all if you can help it. So I don't think it would be a good idea to formally build message secrecy into a PETS. But PETS already has the ability to use third-party encryption algorithms, and the functionality of those algorithms would be up to the people who wrote the code. Of course, there would need to be some kind of credit rating evaluation to be built into a PETS. Troublemakers need to be tagged and perhaps excluded if their transgressions are severe. I think that open public transactions are more efficient by far than secret transactions. I think there could be a big market for one or more PETS. I think the current authoritarian system can be replaced by PETS. But that would take lots of work by lots of people. Who knows what will really happen?